this sale is forcing Dayton to become a non-daily. They're invoking an old media ownership rule from the 1970s where a newspaper can't own a TV station or broadcast station in the same market. I mean, this is a 1970s rule when newspapers had kind of a monopoly on classified advertising. So the idea was to try to spread the ownership around, spread the wealth around. Well, we're living in a time now where Facebook and Google are getting 75% of all digital advertising. So this quite doesn't make sense to force the Dayton Daily News to become a three-day-a-week paper. Given the behavior of equity companies in buying newspapers, they usually strip them and fire a bunch of people and try to make them profitable. And if they're not, they just shut them down. And my sense is that Terrier Communication, this is fine with them. I mean, this would allow them to reduce staff. If you're only running a newspaper 3 days a week and not 7 days a week, you can cut a lot of staff, a lot of reporters. This is a bad deal for news in the Dayton area.
And this is actually something you've been concerned with for a long time, the loss of local and regional journalism.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at what's happening, you know, in a recent Brookings Institution study and stuff that Neiman does and stuff that the University of North Carolina has been studying, there are 200 counties in the United States now that don't have any newspaper, any kind of news coverage. There are 1,300 news deserts now where communities don't have local news. You know, I think that this is a national problem, but nobody's covering it as a national problem. This is all being handled locally. And on top of this, this is not something that journalism usually covers. They don't cover themselves. This problem, by the way, is so significant. You know, it's a much bigger problem than the impeachment thing going on right now. I mean, that's distracting. And that's totally commanded the national media's attention, while the crisis in local journalism and regional journalism is just, it's just not on anybody's radar at the national level. You know, we've lost 2,000 weekly and daily newspapers in the last 15 years. That's about 20% of all newspapers. There are more TV reporters now than there are daily newspaper reporters. That started happening in 2017.
What would need to happen for this trend to change?
I think, one, the national news has to start covering this as a really serious problem. You know, the only business that was identified by our founders in the Constitution is the press. There was a reason for that. A good democracy needs good journalism. No other business is mentioned in the Constitution. So this, to me, is a national crisis. And these kinds of problems get solved when good journalism is directed at them. So I think that has to happen. I think we have Google and Facebook are doing some initiatives on to try to help local journalism. They're small at this point, but I think a lot more money has to be put into this if we're going to have the kind of journalism we need to have a good democracy. And I think that places that have journalism programs and universities and colleges have to figure out how to use student journalists more effectively. So that's something that I think could happen as well.
Richard Campbell is Professor Emeritus with the Department of Media, Journalism, and Film at Miami University, Oxford, Ohio. Richard, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.